Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen the glove before.
You ain't never seen the glove?
I ain't seen the glove.
It's extra, man. I think it's for the flex. They already perfected it with the sponge.
No, listen.
I think it can do that. Like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
The sponge is cool, but it absorbs so much oil and shit. Like, when you try to, like, pack it, like, it's just not the easiest to travel with. Because even if you wash it, you still going to, you know what I'm saying, have that
oil. That hair ain't got no oil in it.
What? Boy, please. That's how I make it look thick. You put the moisturizer in there first. Then you put the oil in to lock the moisture in. That's what the oil does. See, I can tell when a nigga ain't really taking care of his locks. Because if you was really about the lock game, you would know that. You know what I mean? They let me know that somebody else is doing your hot oil treatments, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? This year, we promote independence. Black man independence. You got to do your own hot oil treatments.
I do need some oil in my hair. I'm not even going to lie.
My shit be dry.
That's why you was crying.
Hell, I can't say nothing. My shit be dry.
He didn't have a dog in the fight.
Man, listen. My wife got me together, bro. She showed me how to do everything. She showed me how to do the goddamn tumic mask. She showed me
for
how
hair?
To like. No, for my face. Do that like. I do that like once every 2 months, not regularly, but like I started really taking care of my skin after watching her do it. So that's when I really got big into skincare and hair care. And it was just with natural hair, man. Like, it's so many different grades. You got to like trial and error that shit out. But like, I was just watching her and I was stealing ideas like this shit was mine.
I feel like it's a real important part of us growing up, having just like a random chick give us a spa day. And you just like using all these oils and stuff that you would never buy on your own. It'd be never. Like peach, cucumber, apricot. And you'd be like, this smells good, but I can't have this in my shower.
I mean, the first time I smelled somebody that was like walking around with like tea tree oil and all that shit, I was like, God damn, you smell healthy. You smell like, I don't know, like vitamins, like immunization. You smell good.
Y'all ever did the mask thing, the little paper thing? And y'all both looking like ghosts in the mirror.
Oh, the sheet mask? Yeah, I got a whole bunch right now in the bathroom. Come on, old lady. We just went to the Korean skincare store. We got like 24. Oh, yeah, we in there. Yeah, she got me. We have a
You on for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I just got put up on that like last year. They be using the Korean skincare. They be using, have you used the snail? Like snail?
I got one of those masks, but I don't have that. No.
The snail is snail.
No, it's not. It is not snail cum. It's snail trail. It's like the shit that Gary be leaving behind.
Yeah, that's cum. That's
snails aren't just coming everywhere.
Hey, bro,
not just sliding and coming.
Throwing that dick in the circle. If a snail was just like, as he was going, that's why he was going slow. Just busted.
Imagine you constantly moving, just coming all over the place.
Listen, 24
hours.
That's why they move so slow.
That's
why they move so slow. They be like,
they relaxed. They smoking a cigarette.
They in pain.
And hit him with the Kanye. I don't need your pussy, bitch. I'm on my own dick.
Damn. Little did we know what that meant.
Damn.
Man, I don't believe anything. I don't know if we can believe anything this nigga say, bro. And
you think it's trolling at this point? That's a deep level troll.
That's a wild troll to have, like
bro. Right. Listen, of all of the options.
I feel like he didn't get the agitation
and outroar that he wanted when he wore that fucking Black Klansman bullshit on that interview with Academics. So he's like, how can I take it up a next level?
I'm sucking,
sucking dick.
But that's the crazy thing. He could have trolled the gay thing, you know, like even to this day, we don't know if Tyler the Creator is really like, we don't know if that's a troll, if that's real or whatever.
Nah, but we know from whatchamacallit special, this show, Gerard Carmichael.
Oh yeah, I did forget. I don't know, because he low-key curbed him.
But, yeah, he curbed him, but he was like, nigga, you ain't going to shoot your shot at somebody you don't know for sure is gay. You going to shoot your shot at somebody that you know, especially with
gay people did that as sport. I heard that was a sport to try to, like, turn people. I mean, at least that's what female studs be doing.
You make it sound like it's big fish, big game fishing. Like, they go on a boat and try to get straight guys.
Every stud comic talks about that.
Yeah, studs. Now, studs are different.
Right.
Studs are different, right?
And but I'm just saying, go ahead.
I think like flamboyant gay guys are definitely, flamboyant gay guys are, I've seen them do it for sport. I've had one hit on me before for sport. And I listen, them niggas be so smooth with it because they know guys don't typically get comments. This nigga got me at the gas station, was like,
got you.
Look at you. I was like, who?
He's like, you blush a little bit.
Feeling all good. It was a little outfit. I see what you're doing. And I was like, appreciate it, my nigga, but not really my thing. Hey, I'm not trying to holler. I just feel like people need to know when they are here doing good.
That made Tahir's whole day. He pulled off like,
listen, I'm not going to hold you. I got back too far to pump the gas. This lets you know how long ago it was. Because I had a gas car in hella. I got back to my, I can't be like, I can't believe this nigga really tried to shoot a shot at me, bro. That shit crazy as hell. Pump the gas, and I was like, still got it though. Nigga still got it.
Yeah. Hey.
You wild nigga, man.
Oh man. They exploit that because they know guys don't get compliments. Jet, when the last time, hey, we ain't even did the intro yet, but we're gonna do the intro in a minute. Jet, when the last time you got a compliment from a chick that wasn't like your lady?
Yesterday.
Yeah, nigga, that really fucked up my little credibility on my little bullshit ass story.
He's like, I don't know what. Well, y'all leaning into niggas for compliments. I get compliments all the time.
You see what happened?
He was ready to go on with it too, but he's like, all right, well.
See what happened when you try to be vulnerable with niggas? You try to be vulnerable with niggas. And he not only did he destroyed my whole argument, but then he hit me with the.
I'm talking about,
man, niggas, yesterday, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? This bitch was robbing me. She told me I was cute. You know what I mean? Why she robbed me?
Hey, shit. I'm like, shit, I got an old lady, so I don't go fuck like that.
But see, you ain't doing right, because I said other than your lady, it can't be.
I
your
said
lady.
Yeah, I told her, like, I told her I got an old lady. I got.
Oh, okay. You that nigga. You that nigga. Okay,
yeah, humbly speaking, though. Humbly speaking,
he said, "Ladies, get off me."
Ladies, back up. Listen, I'm good for getting that compliment and then acting like I'm finna go to the bar to get us a drink, and you will never see me again. I just be out here compliment hunting. Stroke my ego, bitch. I got an audition to do after this. I need to be told I'm cute.
Be riding that feeling the rest of the day. Like,
bitch, like Michael Malone. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even got future money. She out here liking Michael Malone. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. We back virtually, you know what I'm saying? Anytime we're doing virtual, that means we got a super dope guest that's not in LA, but we fuck with him heavy, and it's no different today. Ladies and gentlemen, I caught this guy's videos, man, some months back, and he's just so fucking creative at painting the picture. And he paints the picture with his visuals, but he sets the tone and sets the scene with the caption. And this motherfucking man just go to work with it. You read the caption, then you see his action afterwards. He'd be like, that's every nigga I know that act like that. That is exactly how they would act. And he's so good at it. It's so comfortable, so masterful with the shit. I was like, it's probably less than 10 people who I followed off of one video. But this brother is definitely one of them. One video had me sold. Nigga, I was like, sold. I don't need the receipt. I ain't bringing this back. Locked in. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, no further introduction is needed. I want y'all to put your hands together right now for the homie, Jay.
What's poppin'? What's poppin'? You know
what's up, nigga? Yeah. What's up, man? What's good with you?
Cool, man. We in here now.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I watch, I watch y'all on YouTube all the time, so now I'm here. It's like, I made it.
My favorite videos of yours is the dude who's trying to get attention and checking in with the chicks every now and then. The whole like type shit.
Type shit, yeah.
Bro, that's every look be having me dying, man. That's a great series.
Bro, appreciate that shit, bro. The it's always this right here when he hit you with the. Because you know so many niggas that do that shit, bro.
I was the adjustments and shit.
I was at a concert. I went to go see LaRussa on Friday. I saw him Friday and Sunday. But Friday,
oh nice.
I was there, and my homegirl Imani was there. My homegirl Autumn was there. Her homegirl. It was there. A couple people, and I didn't know everybody was gonna be there, but everybody just kind of pulled up. And they stand around me and my homie Ed, and so I see this one dude. He's singing the song, but he keep looking back like waiting for the invite to come over and stand by us. He did it like 7 times. He's like, yeah.
Y'all invite him?
No, he didn't make it. No.
Come on, he was
the ladies. I could tell the ladies were like not on that. He would have been on that, like trying to make them laugh type shit. So it wasn't hate type shit. It was really just trying to protect the energy of everybody around. Cause like I don't know how niggas be taking rejection nowadays. You know what I'm saying? And now if they reject you, you'd have walked all the way over here. Like likelihood is you're gonna try to stand here and just distant off to the side. Now they gotta whisper their jokes because you still close by. I was just like, nah, we'll talk afterwards. Yeah. That nigga kept looking over.
Jay, have you seen that so many times that you thought of the series, or was it just an idea?
Definitely. Like I was with one of my homeboys. We was out at a club, and he was doing it, and it was so funny because it was obvious he trying to hide the chick, and he was like, "Yo, you feel me? Damn, what?" Yeah, boy, I'm fucked up. And he going, but it was funny because he was trying to holler at you. It was a white girl. She was like, sorry, like, I don't date black dudes. He was like, tight shit. And he like danced back. He like more like tight shit. Man, damn. I'm like, yeah, there it is. I gotta do it.
Hey, man, I love tight shit. I love when niggas say that shit. And it goes so casually, bro. When I was in Amsterdam in March, I don't know where these cats were from. They would speak, it sounded like French or something. It wasn't German. Because I know like German was, German sounds rough. German sounds like starting the old school in the morning. That shit is, it wasn't that. But these motherfuckers, I think it was French or something. They were talking like, type shit. I say, did you?
In English?
Type shit. Yes. They said type shit in English while speaking perfect French.
That's crazy.
That's how influential hip hop and just black culture is to the fucking world, bro. That shit was crazy to me. And mind you, I'm not even in Amsterdam. I'm in Eindhoven, which is an hour and a half away from Amsterdam. This is like where families grow up type shit. You know what I mean? And it was just crazy to see how much it affects everybody. But bro, that shit had me dying. I was like, fuck you me type shit.
Sometimes I wonder if
they speak English too. They're like, no, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like when you trying to say something, you agreeing with somebody, like, oh, that type shit. I was like, motherfucker, I know what type shit.
They tried to explain it to you?
They tried to explain it to me. Nigga, do you see my hair? You see what shoes I got? Motherfucker, you know I know. But I am at unk status now. I do be like, we were in the lobby of the hotel, and I went down to the lobby in my robe and slippers. So I hella look like unk. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm a robe nigga. I'm talking about tank top with the t-shirt on, with the shorts, with the robe and the slippers. Like I'm that.
Oh yeah, you there? You certified unk? Yeah, that's certified. Yeah.
I don't mind it. Listen, it's a privilege. The privilege to get this old, you know what I'm saying? These young niggas, I don't want no smoke with them. I don't want no beef with no nigga that don't know what cursive is or don't know how to write in cursive.
Is cursive done?
They don't teach it. Hey, cursive done.
They don't teach it?
No.
That shit over with.
My boy.
Yeah,
you
got kids?
Do I have kids? No, I don't
have kids. Your daughter didn't ever have a cursive course in elementary? They just took it out?
I don't remember her having it. I don't remember her having one.
It's crazy.
Hey, let me ask y'all real quick. Am I freezing on your side?
Not a lot. I think it's fine.
No.
Okay. I was just making sure I didn't need to like leave out and come back in because I see y'all freezing on my side. I didn't know if it was my shit or not. That's why I passed it to the hard line.
Show your shit.
I said for sure.
Show your shit. My shit running smooth, fiber. I'm locked in.
All right, hold on. Give me 2 seconds. I'm gonna log out and I'm gonna come back in because I don't know how it's gonna look on a thing. So let me just do it one more time. Boom.
Leave. Okay, for sure.
Bing. Okay, leave.
Hippie, should we keep going or are we taking this out?
I think we'll take it out because okay. Yeah, and then may as well keep the conversation for when he comes back. What's up, Patreon? Type Type yeah, he's over here in the private chat, so if we'd be talking there sometimes, but I don't know if you're full screen.
Oh, I didn't see. Oh, yeah, I've been looking at the private chat. Oh, shoot. What's up, Patreon? Yeah.
I was talking about, because Tahir said outroar. He's trying to say uproar or outrage, but he said outroar.
Happens every time. That's for sure. Type shit. Hey, when is another country going to give us some slang? Why are we supplying slang to the entire world? Like, when's the last time that, like, Asia or Africa or Europe gave us some stuff besides Top Boy?
I don't know. I don't know if we want that.
I think they've been trying and it didn't work?
Yeah, it didn't work. I don't think we want it. They're like, why would you take this shit? Our shit not working.
But they'll learn English to take our slang, but we won't learn another country to take theirs.
Fuck no, pompous. That's the American culture, bro. That's the American. And now I feel like it's getting switched because Americans are known, well, Europeans are known for stealing people's culture, right? But now African Americans got that shit on lock with hip hop culture, with dance culture, with all of that shit. But we don't get the respect that we deserve. Like they ain't fucking with us. And so it's kind of like, well, fuck y'all then, nigga. Y'all gonna take our shit and give us no credit for the shit. And then we supposed to come over there and learn. We Montour was that nigga Google Translate.
I'm gonna start doing that. Just a full English sentence and then just a little Japanese phrase in the middle. And niggas gonna be like, what?
Yeah, can I get the fried tempura roll?
Of course you're at a restaurant. Yeah. In your hypothetical, you were at a restaurant. You couldn't have just been talking to some Asian people. You went straight to a sushi restaurant. You racist.
Hey, you know what you know, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, like if I go to Japan, realistically, I want to do some shopping. I did want to do the Morio court shit, but now I heard that it's kind of like you got to follow this plan track layout, and it's not as fun as that people make it seem.
Nigga, what did you think? You have to follow a planned track?
He thought it was Grand Theft Auto.
Hear me out. I thought that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know they had like that one starting part, but I thought maybe they got like a certain lane off to the side, like they do for the bikes and shit. Like,
you in traffic.
Yeah, but not really in traffic. Like, Amsterdam, like, the bikes are so much a part of their civilization that, like, their bike lane is legit. It ain't just like, just through some parts of the city. Nah, that shit is all over. So I thought it was like a little track like that. Like, we use that shit like that. But it's like, I heard it's not as like exhilarating as I thought. I thought I was going to be on some Fast and Furious type shit.
I thought I saw niggas out the red light. They were stopping for traffic and everything.
Yeah, I mean, like, even so, in Amsterdam, you still be at the light. You still have to obey the lights when you're in a bike lane and shit like that. But like, bikes and motor scooters can take that lane. If you're walking and you go in that lane, you can get in trouble for that shit. You probably have your ass on the sidewalk.
Trixie's right. You also have to get an international driver's license, which a lot of people go out there thinking that they can do it. And to do it, they had to have done something like a month or two in advance.
Really?
Yeah. Cleo went out there and he's on top of it. He did all the paperwork, but I think his brothers and sisters, they didn't have it.
Damn. I wonder if you could pay to get it expedited. I'm sure you can, like $200, $300, something on the spot.
I didn't even know that was a thing, like an international driver's license. Like, nigga, I can drive.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But the rules is different, man. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Driving on that left side, like when I be in London, that shit still throws me off. Like when they make turns, the left turns and the right turns and shit. Like, because your right turn is your left turn, so you gotta wait for traffic to die down before you can turn. That shit kind of fucks me up. I'm not gonna hold you. I definitely will always have a drive over in London. I can't do it. I'm a fuck up. I know I am. I feel like Andre 3000 when he was on Get Cool. Don't give me a gun because you know what the fuck I'm gonna do. You know what I'm gonna do. Don't give me no gun. Don't give me no car. You know I'm gonna crash. You know what I'm gonna do. I love that movie.
Let's get into the first story. This shit is crazy. Hallucinogenic fish. Woo. Are people eating them? Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So there is a fish that, when eaten, causes severe hallucinations lasting well over 24 hours. It was a party drug in the Roman Empire. Of course it was. So several species of fish are claimed to produce hallucinogenic effects when consumed. For example, Sarpa salpa, a species of sea bream referred to as the dream fish, is commonly claimed to be hallucinogenic. They may induce effects similar to LSD if eaten. A German anthropologist thinks that it might contain DMT. It is unclear whether the toxins are produced by the fish themselves or by marine algae in their diet. That's actually kind of crazy. Now I don't know what DMT is. I thought that we made that shit up. That's nuts.
That is wild.
Have you ever done, well, I mean, I don't know if you want to say on camera, but has anyone done LSD?
I've never done LSD, but I've done DMT.
What's DMT? And
DMT is like the, is the chemical your body releases like right before you die, right? So it's a way where they can make that a synthetic version. I make a synthetic version of it. And basically like, kind of similar to ayahuasca, kind of like that. So like you hit it once, and because it was given to me as a gift, a birthday gift, and in a vape form. So the person had got the oil and got a generic universal vape and connected it to that, heats it up just like a regular vape, and you hit it. Like, you only need to hit it like twice. You hit it once, you good. Twice, you see the ancestors. Three times, you learn how to speak the language that Jesus speaks.
That's insane. To God.
Yeah. Yeah, I sank into the couch. Now, Fairy did it on her first hit. She hit it and she hit it again. I don't know why she decided to do this shit standing up. And I'm like on the other end of the counter, and I see her start to like just crumple. Like ooh, I had to run to catch her from her head hitting the ground. And damn. I was like, yeah, I know. And I saw that and was like, God damn, I'm gonna do mine sitting down.
Yeah, you are. You saw your wife crumple. All right, let me sit down.
I'm gonna sit on you. This shit look fine. I ain't gonna lie. Hell no. That's crazy.
That sounds scary. For example, the first time I heard about it, somebody said they took a hit and they felt like they went to Egypt and they were a sphinx for 1,000 years, and then they woke up and only like a couple minutes had passed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even know what that means.
DMT.
I don't even know how to process that.
That shit seems like it definitely has some time distance or something continuum, like, because you're only like max, even with the vape one, you're high for a max of 10 to 15 minutes. But you are high. And it scared me. So after that first, I honestly don't even know what happened to the pen after that one night we did it, because I was just like, nah, I don't need to do this shit no more. This shit way too real.
That's
them hallucinations hit way too hard, nigga. That shit. Mm-mm, no.
I spazzed out over eating the cookie. I know I wouldn't hit the pen over
edible?
The cookie. I
was, edible cookie?
Yeah, I was through.
How much of it did you eat?
So I ate the whole cookie because nobody told me you're supposed to do a piece. And a cookie like this big, so I ate it. I'm like, hey, man, I ate my food, went to sleep. Then I woke up. They're like, man, let's go. I got up. Everything hit me. Heart racing. I'm like, hey, bro, hey, I got to go to the hospital, bro. Yeah, I'm getting hot. Hey, I'm getting naked. I'm taking my clothes. I'm like, hey, bro, you tripping? I said, bro, I'm hot. Heart racing. I said, bro, I got to call the police. I'm like, God, I'm so sorry. God wouldn't know what it felt like to be hot. I said, never been that curious. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, bro, we got to go. So I'm in the car. I'm driving. Now, I think I'm driving, but I'm stopped in the middle of the highway. But in my mind, I'm going. You feel what I'm saying? I was probably high for a good, like, 36 hours. But it made me drive. They're like, if you drive, you'd be straight. But in my mind, I was driving, but I was really stuck like this.
Time out. The nigga who was freaking out, they're like, don't worry, you drive.
Yes.
The nigga who was like, I'm freaking out, we got to go to the hospital. They're like, no, don't worry, you just drive all of us. You'll be good.
They walk out the house and toss this nigga the keys. He like, you sure? Like, yeah, you got it, my boy.
Were they in worse shape than you?
Nah, they was laughing. They thought it was funny because I was really like panicking, like, bro, I can feel my heart beating, cuz. Like, bro, you just high. I said, no, like, please call the police. Please call the ambulance.
They didn't care about themselves or you.
Yeah. Nah. They think it's just along for the ride. You know, sometimes you do some shit just for the story. I feel like that's what they did. They just did that shit just for the story.
We ain't friends no more. I just felt like y'all didn't care about me. So, yeah, we don't talk after that.
And they were in the car with you.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. The most fucked up person, they're just like, this will be hilarious. You drive.
Yeah.
You drive all of us.
Niggas let the highest nigga drive and then got in the car talking about seatbelts. Safety first.
Y'all were good, though. Like, you didn't get rear-ended or nothing, right?
No, we were straight. After a semi had swerved, after the semi swerved, it was like, hey, bro, you shouldn't drive. And I'm like,
that was a sign that you shouldn't drive, not the fact that you said, take me to the hospital.
And they put that upon. So wait, that was your first experience with being high, period.
Mm-hmm. First and last.
That's nuts.
I'll be
edibles will scare you away for sure.
I'm still trying to get like my footing with weed, right? Like, I know what percentage I need to stay in if I'm smoking. But with edibles, sometimes I'll be trying to push the limit because like I wanna be able to cut, like rappers be smoking and doing whole albums. I'm like, nigga, I want to be that. And Farron always makes fun of me because he's like, so you're doing a drug that relaxes you so you can do more work. I'm like, I just don't like the fact that this bitch got one over on me. Like, I don't like that weed be controlled.
That's true, but it also puts you in a vibe to make a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So I just be, bro, I took two edibles a couple days ago and I was trying to get dressed. And for 30 minutes, I walked around with one sock and a baseball cap on. I'll be honest with you. Don't know what I did in that 30 minutes.
That sounds uncomfortable.
I just kept starting something and then I would leave and go start something else. I would never finish anything. That's what it was to me. It was just like, what I should do? The windows. Let me go clean the windows in the kitchen.
I will say though, if I was pitched like LSD, and I've done regular LSD before, but it was just like a chemical on a piece of paper. If you pitched that and a fish that did it, that the Romans used to use, and it's like natural, I would probably go with the fish. You get a nice little meal. It seems like it's natural. Yeah. Acid fish.
Yeah. They probably still be that real nice to you. You won't just be the fish. Like, they probably saute that one, season down. You
feel right.
I'm eating it. Me, I'm eating it. So I ain't hit that D part. I'm
You didn't even care about the LSD part.
No,
cook up another one.
I'm another one.
you gonna be on the highway again? Just like, what happened? I ate fish. Can you go to jail for that? Do you take drugs, nigga? I ate a gumbo.
Fish plate, officer. It was fire as fuck, actually. And I got a giga monkey in the back seat. Like, what the fuck is a giga? I don't know. I don't know what that is. Hey, man, speaking of things that we haven't tried before and are kind of foreign to us, man, I want to let y'all know about Skims, okay? Now, we've all heard Skims and the ladies putting it on and making their body look contoured underneath the dress. But let me tell you something. Now they got Skims for men. You heard right. They got the Skims for men. And I'm be honest with you. I'm a fan. I love it. I like what's going on right now because I, in the process of losing weight, now my drawers are too big, you know what I'm saying? And they be rolling up under my jeans. All right. And I'm be honest with you, I talked about that with in association to losing weight, but they were doing some of that before I lost weight. Okay, just rolling on up on the thigh. And so Skins, the process was like, yo, y'all want to try us out? And I'm like, all right, whatever, try it out. Let me tell you how soft these goddamn drawers are. Okay, soft as hell. I love the thick waistband. The elasticity in it is fantastic. I got the briefs, goddamn me. And then I got the boxer briefs too. You had to get the black and that gray right there, man. Comfortability, no roll up, breathable. You know what I'm saying? After 12 days, take your finger, run it along the inside of that thigh, close to that shaft, get a good whiff of it. It's gonna smell like balls. But it ain't gonna smell like all day sweaty balls because your balls can breathe in these Skims, okay? Skims is amazing. My first impression of it, I didn't know what to think. I was just like, oh, these just like some more underwear. But they're not. They're actually really good. They're really soft. They're really breathable. And I think that you guys would like it as well, all right? You can shop Skims, men's at skims.com, or you can hit the stores. Let them know we sent you. You know what I'm saying? If you go to the store, don't let them know because that'd be weird. Be like, yeah. Damn, internet, you're scary. Sit me in here. And they probably won't know what the hell you're talking about. All right. But I do want to remind you and let you know, for those that didn't know, Skims is the official underwear partner of the NBA, WNBA, and USA basketball team. Now, you can't have that many amazing people rocking with you and you not have an amazing product yourself. So I want to encourage y'all right now, head on over to skims.com/DIYS. Okay. You can shop Skims Men at www.skims.com/DIYS. Now you cannot let me do that part right there, that last little end part right there. Oh, actually that was it. Other part was about that. Yeah, that's it, man. Head on over to shop some Skims men's right now at www.skims.com/DIYS.
I'm not gonna lie, I got Skims on right now. Don't look at me different.
I like them.
Are they good?
Yeah, they just draws. You think that they're gonna be like, you know, come up to here and make you like this, mm-hmm. But they just come.
I don't need nothing else to insinuate my hips, bro. I do a good job already. I got my mama hips on me. Before I lost this weight, boy, I was thick as fuck. Boy, I was thick. I was out here. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't even want to be. Yeah, I was just out here thick for no reason. You know what I'm saying? At the bar, grab her drinks. Duck my head down, a nigga come and tap me on my waist. I pop my head. He was like, oh shit, this is a nigga. Walk away. I was hipped up. I was hipped up out here, bro.
Getting free drinks.
What? Niggas thought I was like a funny stud. Niggas thought I was the funniest stud. It was
That nigga wore a hoodie and pulled every nigga in the bar from the back.
Walking by, like, damn, you smell good. What you got on? Same thing you got on, nigga. You know what this fuck is.
Nigga, smell your cologne? That's wild as hell.
Nigga thought I was a stud out here, but crazy as fuck, man.
Let's get into the heart transplant suicide. That's random as hell.
All right. In 1995, Sonny Graham received a heart transplant from a man who had taken his own life. He later married the donor's widow and years later ended his life in the exact same way as the donor. Well,
damn.
I just let you know, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Damn, that's nuts. That sucks for the wife.
Right, because at what point do you say, maybe it's me?
That would be the first thing I would think. I would think that the nigga's heart wanted to kill himself again. I'd be like, damn, it might be more.
He probably was like, damn, I see why. And he went ahead. I understand.
At what point do you think that you just you confess that you got some trash box? Because if you got two things
that you walk over. That was why.
He was like, man, I got to stay with this little bitch right here. She was fucking this nigga. I got her old nigga heart, man. I'm out.
I need to hear the same story. Like, what would happen if a dude committed suicide, gave his heart to someone else, and then they just lived a separate life? Like, him marrying the widow and getting the same damn near life as the first person is like a weird stat. Because you don't want to, but you could blame. You could say it was the lifestyle.
What lies that? That bitch was stressing both of these niggas out. Yeah, that's what I thought. The heart was like, hey, listen, either you gonna do it or I'm gonna do it. But we getting the fuck up out of here.
The heart went back to the same house, like, ain't no way.
I know goddamn as soon, well.
As soon as you step in the house, that shit just beating fast as hell. Like, not again.
Ain't no way we back here. Ain't no fucking way we back here.
I know you fucking lying to me. This bitch, we back with this chicken burning bitch again. Deep frying burnt chicken and burnt oil. Oh, all right, man. Listen. You gonna do it, I'm gonna do it.
That's crazy. Because the weird thing is that it said suicide. It didn't say two heart attacks.
No, suicide.
So that's how is that related?
Nigga, heart wants what the heart wants. That heart was like, nigga, I'm ready to die, bro. I don't want to be here. And then somebody donated the heart. And that heart was like, okay, we're going to run this bitch back. I'm going to circle the block.
What if the heart is literally where the soul is, though? Niggas be going like this, but the soul ain't in your lungs. That make no sense.
Yeah. Huh?
That's the only thing I could think of, because it got nothing to do with.
That nigga, he got that new heart. He started jacking off with his left hand. He was like, but I'm right-handed, though. And that's Nick's soul.
That was that nigga ghost. That's nuts. The second dude left his wife to try to be with her.
Hey.
What do you want to see? Like, is it with that bad?
The soul of the heart is of the other guy. The new guy is with the wife. He hearing the wife talk shit about the first husband. He hit the jet. Okay. How about this? I'm gonna kill the new nigga too, and now you're gonna be suspicious. Yep.
Shit. So are they implying that the soul of the first guy's heart made the new guy still love the wife? So he left his wife because he had a connection to the wife, but then still.
I don't know. Pull it back up real quick, Hibby, because it was some more. There's a second part that we didn't read about Cheryl.
That's crazy.
All right. So the story spark theory is about something called cellular memory, the idea that a transplanted heart could somehow carry emotional traits. But Terry's family pushed back on that, reminding us that emotions live in the brain, not the heart. It's a powerful, tragic reminder of how deeply human connections are and struggles can run. Hey, man, that's crazy, bro. You know what else is crazy? I just got reminded that we don't see colors with our eyes. We see colors with our brain.
Oh, yeah. How purple don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what do you mean?
And it's shit like these pictures that aren't. Let me see if I can find this one right here, because this shit blew me. I be giving this away to my Patreon. I do something with them. Like, I was high and I found this and thought it was funny or cool or interesting. And so I do these videos once a week that I give them, and it's always a compilation of stuff that I found on the internet. But this was one of those ones where is it at? It was like a Coke can or a sweater, but there was no red in the picture at all. But your brain recognizes that. The Coke logo and everything, and your brain creates the red for you in the picture. It's fucking insane, bro.
Damn.
We haven't begun to understand life in biology yet. Like, we so far away from this shit, bro.
I just read something that says purple only exists in our brain. it's technically not a real color in the red, and like red and blue are. And understanding how we perceive purple gives us a peek into how our brain makes sense of the world. So it's a clever trick our mind plays when our eyes send it mixed signal. I think it's kind of this, along the same thing as how you're talking about that pixelated thing that formed red. Mm-hmm. It says light comes at us in waves, and the visible spectrum, what we can actually see, stretches from red to violet. Our eyes see have these neat little sensors called cones, and we've got three types. One's for red, one's for green, and one's for blue. So purple, unlike red, green, and violet, has its own specific wavelength and doesn't show up as a single wave in the spectrum. So it happens when you catch both red and blue at the same time, and then you see purple, but it actually doesn't exist.
So crazy. In this picture right here, there is no red on it. And I don't know if it's a way to like make this like bigger, but if she zoomed in on the Coke can, you would see black and white. And that Coke can is just black and white, bro. And you could, like, if you kind of block it out, like
you could see it, yeah.
Yeah, like if you do this over the top of the can, so you cut over the white, bro, it's just white and black.
If you look at it long enough, you could see like glimpses of just the white and black.
It goes away. But the way our brain thinks, we see that C, that cursive C and that O and that C-A, and our brain automatically starts to fill in the pieces for us. That's how powerful your fucking brain is, bro. That's it. It's crazy to me.
That's scary.
Ain't it though?
That makes me think of when cats, you know, like when a cat just be looking at something and you're like, what they looking at? That makes me think like, shit, is there just the nigga standing there?
Yes. This is the zoomed in part of the can.
Yeah.
No way whatsoever.
Damn.
That shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. Hey, let me ask y'all this real quick too before we go on, man. Do y'all take a guess as to how many satellites are actually in orbit right now?
This number is probably hilariously low or crazy high.
Pretty low.
I feel like it might be high because they say that the main thing that be damaging spaceships is space trash. There's so much shit up there that we're going to probably have a ring pretty soon. So I'm gonna say it's a high number, like maybe 20?
20. All right.
Wait, you mean U.S. or the world has satellites?
The world. Like how many satellites are orbiting Earth?
100.
Yeah, I'm gonna go
100. Okay. Yeah. 14,000 satellites are orbiting Earth right now.
GPS,
all types of shit. GPS, weather, monitoring, alert systems.
So that's
private companies, yep, like SpaceX and all these other things. When they're taking off of shit, like also didn't know in doing this research that GPS is easily manipulated. And people know this. It's very unstable, like especially when it comes to like planes and shit like that. So they're looking for new ways, partnering with new tech companies and AI tech companies to come up with new ways to get a better version of GPS, doing it through, what is it? I think it's the vibrations of the Earth or something like that. But like there are multiple companies that are trying to solve this problem. Like, I don't know if you've ever been driving and your GPS has you like on the side of the road or driving through a mountain or some shit like that. You're not actually on the highway. And it just happened to me. It's happened before, but it just happened to me like 2 days ago. I was coming from Pasadena. And as I'm driving, heading back to the city, it's got me in the fucking hill. So I'm like, Apple, I typically always use Apple. I was like, Apple always on some bullshit. So I close the app on my phone and I put in my address in Google Maps. And Google Maps was doing the exact same fucking thing. I'm like, what are the chances that both of these fucking apps are doing the exact same thing? But evidently, like, people can, like, I don't know how they fuck with the signals, but they fuck with the signals and make GPS. They can do it, like, regularly. It's actually pretty easy, they said. It's so much crazy shit going on right now, bro.
14,000 is insane. I never thought about it, like, being crowded around Earth. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yo, it's crazy, bro. Fucking creamer is natural bliss creamer. which I use, and I'm just going all over the place, but nigga, Natural Bliss Creamer, let me see if I can get it, is $7.49 a fucking bottle right now.
What is, that was a hell of a pivot. This feels like an ad read just popped up.
You know what it is? It's like when in 2008, when we hit that, it wasn't a depression, but we were going through a what's it called? The real estate market had crashed and shit was crazy. And you start hearing about all the stuff about to go up, and you know, it didn't really affect me then because I was in college. So I'm like, I had just graduated college. So I'm like, I'm broke. Like I ain't tripping. That shit affects the upper class and the millionaires. Like I ain't really tripping off this shit, bro. Now I'm still the Rochelle Pharrell, the 3-pack of the chocolate that's always by the register. It's 3 of them. It's $8 now.
Damn. Hey, you might have skipped unk status actually. You know how crazy it is to follow creamer prices?
I use creamer. I was going to replace it. And I was like, $7.49? You want your fucking mind? Are you serious?
I didn't even know what creamer price was before that, though.
Hey, man, I drink coffee. So, like, I got a subscription to Joshua Tree Coffee. It comes every 2 months. We get the big-ass bag. Like, we coffee drinkers in this
month. I didn't know you can have a subscription to coffee.
Absolutely. Because especially like if they're not made here or batch here and they're not sold in stores. So like it's a couple black owned brands that I support. Black Roast from from the Bay Area, and then Odyssey, the rapper, he would have partnered with this black owned company as well, and I was buying stuff from him as well. But Joshua Tree Coffee is probably the one I like the most. And they do sell in the stores, but I like getting it straight from the source, so they mail it out to me.
I don't drink coffee too much anymore. Jay, you drink coffee?
Nah, my lady got me drinking tea. I'm in the tea now.
Soft. This nigga soft, bro.
What kind of tea?
What? It's different types. She be giving me some. She like, you wanna sleep good tonight? I'm like, sure. So she give me whatever tea it is. It's all different types.
You got the sleepy time tea. You be doing the sleepy time tea.
Soft. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that shit work with a honey in that bitch. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I even got my own teapot. I got more teapot in my crib. Like, I'm sold. I got the honey and everything. I'm in there. Yeah, I'm a.
You tea, do it
I'm
every day.
Yeah, every night. Every night I drink tea. Okay. I feel fancy. I mean, that shit kind of cool. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, so fellas, if the rest of y'all, if y'all still have control over your penis and you want to make sure that you know you living a life that's rocked up, then you need to go ahead and check out Blue Chew. You know what I'm saying? If you're not already knowing what's going on with Blue Chew, that must mean that you've been living on the block for the last 10 years and you just don't know what's going on. But I'm telling you right now, all right, more horsepower. You know what I'm saying? I'm out swinging like a horse. You understand me? Everyone can use an extra hand. And with Blue Chew, you can get an extra leg. Pause for shock and awe. All right, we've been talking about Blue Chew for years. We are no strangers to it. I always got it on deck. Look at this. Look at that. Boom, right here. There's one right here. I also got another. This one I ain't even open yet, right here. Then let me cover my address, but this another one right here. I ain't even open that one right there. And we got another one right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here with it. I want y'all to know we're not really playing about this. We've been rocking with Blue Chew for years. Why? Because it works. It works exactly how it says it's gonna work. And I listen, if you're gonna give me a pair of shoes that's gonna make me dump and I'm only 5'8, why would I ever stop wearing these goddamn shoes? I like being bricked up. I like that third leg. I like my wife like it. When I walk through here, she be like, okay, nigga, I see. I know you do. I know you do. So if you want to have that type of conversation, you want to have, you know, some of the best sex of your life, which you could be missing out on, there's nothing that's sexier than confidence. And Blue Chew can help give you that confidence when it counts. Okay, so make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners out there. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use our promo code DIYS. And all you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. That promo code is DIYS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. We thank you guys for listening. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to Blue Chew. We in this bitch.
Shout out to Blue Chew. That's crazy.
What a way to go.
The craziest shit that I said, and that's they shit. They got that on the copy. They be like, third leg, bricked up like a project building. I'm like, all right, now.
It's fun ad read. They definitely have the funnest ad reads.
Yeah. I remember when Trevor used to do it with stiff socks. And Trevor was like, yeah, my dick is rock hard. I was like, whoa, nigga. Can you say that?
That's nuts.
That's insane. what's that next one? The Super Soldier? Super Soldier one?
Let's do Super Soldier.
Cute ass shit on
right. Dyna takes first step toward real-life super soldiers by infusing human cells with tardigrade DNA. I don't know if that's how you say that, but Chinese military scientists are investigating the potential of tardigrade genes, famous for their extreme resilience, to create human cells resistant to radiation, a development that could pave the way for super soldiers capable of surviving nuclear warfare. Well, that's terrifying. Researchers used CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technology to insert tardigrade-derived protective proteins into human embryonic stem cells. These engineered cells reportedly withstood deadly levels of X-ray radiation and even exhibited accelerated growth. Tardigrades, microscopic organisms known for enduring extreme heat, cold, and even the vacuum of space, serve as a model for biological toughness. Are those water bears? Oh, yeah. I've seen these. I didn't know that's what they were called.
They did an episode of Family Guy with tardigrades on there. It was
pretty funny. Yeah, they can survive in space or something.
People just be doing shit.
Hey, you hear me? Because I'm like,
for what?
Bro, like, I'm thinking when they said super soldier, I'm thinking like Captain America, like run fast.
Right.
All right, I survive a nuclear blast, but everybody I fucking love is dead. I don't want to be here. If everybody dead and I'm a super soldier and everybody I love dead, everybody I would fight is dead because they not super soldiers. So the nuclear bomb got, so I'm just alive alone.
But you would grow up a super soldier from a vial. It's not like they're switching people over. They're growing new people.
Come up with a serum and sticking you with that.
Yeah,
serum.
I thought we was create. I thought it was gonna be put in you type deal.
Yeah, like Steve Rogers. Steve Rogers wasn't born that way.
Right.
He wasn't a test tube baby. He went there small as fuck. They hit him with that shit. Then he was like, "Boom, nigga, on your ass. What's up?"
Type Hippie, shit. Can you put up right one more time? I can't tell. No, the other thing. I don't know if they were trying to do it from embryonic stem cells. So.
Oh yeah.
Right. I think they're trying to grow them, right?
Yeah. That's what it looks like. They're trying to grow.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, she is still though. If that shit ain't gonna make me stronger and faster, if it's just gonna make me indestructible to X-rays, nigga.
And extreme heat. That
would only help when you go to the dentist when they put that fucking bulletproof vest on your chest and you're like, no, I don't need that, shawty. Good.
They'd be used for warfare, though. These are soldiers and extreme heat and cold.
Right,
gonna have battles in random parts of Antarctica and the jungle and shit like that. That's terrifying because you know that the UN will probably be like, "You can't do this; it's immoral." But then mad scientists are just gonna be doing it on their own shit
or selling it on the black web. You sell that shit. You sell some young niggas. Some YNs, this type of technology, that's when the army gonna step in. I was like, we can't have these niggas out. They out here stealing kids and headed toward the White House. Like, nah, we gotta stop this shit. We gotta stop this immediately.
No, that's insane. That's but what about somebody thinking about that? Like, oh shit, I'm gonna make them like, you can't burn up. Like, you can't freeze. Like, I don't want that.
And you can survive like space.
Huh?
You could survive space too. So you'll have niggas squabbling, floating around in the back of the space.
Niggas ain't got no direction out there, no sense of up or down up there, but you can survive space. Yeah, get me the fuck up out of here, bro.
Yeah.
I would watch a China versus America squabble in space, though. Imagine if they
get our ass, we're gonna get destroyed.
China ain't fucking with us right now, bro. Like, they ain't fucking with us, and we can't fuck with them on that level of technology. Bro, they got a car that fucking jumps. Nigga.
Yeah.
But when we get it, which we eventually will.
Yeah. Way after the fact, by the time we get the shit, they perfected it.
They got some new shit. Yeah, they got some new shit.
Right.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be the
old shit. They got the new shit. Like, we've been there. That. We've been there. That.
They are rich cousins that stay across the town. They're gonna be the first ones to come up with real Transformers. Like, their AI is gonna get so good, they're gonna fuck around and come up with a Transformer, and that nigga gonna be Optimus Prime killing niggas. I'm telling you. China own that shit, bro.
That's crazy. What super serum would y'all choose? Like you know, them like superpower pills. If they were like you could only afford one of them, you going with strength, you going with speed, you going with like indestructible, you going with flying, teleporting, like what? Super serum would you like? What if it was like Chipotle and you could like do a custom one and put together your little serum?
I'm flying for sure.
Flying over teleport?
Yeah, I'm flying. You know how like I feel like that's hard. Like you, man, fuck up out of here. You just start.
Let me know. You still in your 30s. You in your 20s and 30s right now because you want to be cool. You want to look cool.
That's it, five. Like,
yeah. You want niggas to see you like, all right, y'all, I'm about this bitch. And you just go off like that, shit like that. See, that's.
Man, see, I want to flap with my shit, dog. Like, man, I'm about to motherfucker.
You want to flap?
That's
the least cool version.
Yeah, you fucking pigeon.
That's only cool to niggas with wings.
I fuck with y'all boys.
Hey, they don't talk about that enough. Flying is a dangerous power to ask for because, however, the motion you have to do to fly could be ridiculous. Like, what if it was twerking? What if they told you you can fly, but the flapping you got to twerk the whole time, and you wouldn't be flying.
Hey, you don't want nobody to see that. Hey, give me teleport and super strength. That's all I need, bro. That's all I need.
Super strength.
Like, and it ain't gotta be. It ain't like I ain't trying to lift the Titanic, but like I could nudge a tank. Like, get the fuck up out of here. Like,
your everyday life will be ruined though. You'd be breaking everything.
No, I mean, but like it's like Superman. He knows what amount of strength to use when shaking somebody's hand. This nigga ain't out here.
Life. He was born like that. He had 20 plus years of that. You just got it. So no, the first high five you give, you gonna kill that nigga.
But his powers didn't come all at once. He started to get them later in life. He still had to adjust because he had to learn on Earth.
But he Kryptonian, so he was always strong.
Yeah, in comparison to us.
That's what I'm saying. He probably made them mistakes as a baby of blowing stuff up, and so he had to hold back his whole life. I feel like that's too much for now.
Fuck you, give me that shrimp, bro. Give me that shrimp. I don't give a fuck. Don't shake my hand there, nigga. Don't dap me up. You know how I dap. Don't give me a gun because you know what I'm gonna do.
I feel like being strong, like you're strong for no reason. You know, people you see that's like buffers, you're like, you're strong for no reason. Like, why you that big? You know what I'm saying?
You ain't even using that.
Yeah, well, like
his thing, like, all right, so
you gotta break hands. Like,
let's say I do that shit, right? I get the super strength shit, and now I got a private contract with the government. I'd be like, I can go get that boy if you want me to. I can go get the prisoners if you want me to, right? Teleport game real quick. Snap a nigga neck real quick like this, like, so snap on shit right there. I'm like, here's a picture of your boy, too. I did this one on the house, but the next one will cost you $50 million.
They're going to arrest you so fast. That's what's crazy about niggas that want, like, Goku powers. Like, ain't no supervillains. That nigga was constantly being tested by niggas we don't have. So you going to be, like you said, you're going to be strong as hell for zero reasons. You're going to be in a, you're going to have a moving company. You're going to be doing hella regular shit.
Hey, listen. Hit me out. Because while you're joking and shit, like, we're a regular move takes people about 4 or 5 hours with transportation, right? Imagine shit that I could do. I can get done in 3 hours. I'm holding on to your couch shit and just teleport shit. Boom.
Teleporting is my main one. That's the only thing that's, I could have the same life, but just way better. I'm never late. And you could do stuff like that, but I don't know.
I said the teleport and the strength and together. Because you said like you can customize it like Chipotle. That's what I would do.
I'm going teleport and indestructible. So that would just be hard. Mm. You don't got to worry about getting shot.
You said like you want to be a super villain, nigga. Why you?
What about saying like?
Hey, this nigga wanted me to take my powers away so he can take over the world. This nigga pat a villain, bro. We don't want nobody else to be his fucking competition. Why would you tell me that to get super strength, nigga? We both
the nigga behind you in the super serum line is trying to convince you. Nah. Don't get that one, big dog. Yeah. Don't get that one.
That's the one. Ain't be worth it, dog. It wouldn't be worth it.
That shit would be way too difficult. Difficult for what? Nah.
Hey, Jet, they said that shit make
don't even do that shit, bro. I wouldn't do that shit.
Super strength? Come on, bro. You don't need that.
Niggas say that super strength can't make your dick small, bro. I wouldn't even get
that. You ain't got nobody to fight for real, though. So, yeah, you know.
Who you fighting for? Didn't you say you were orphan? I mean, that nigga, why waste that?
Oh, I forgot invisibility. That is a good one, Derek. That is a good one.
Invisibility is cool, but if you could teleport, just put a fucking shampoo. What is it?
Shampoo. What?
Shapoosie? Is that what that young man's name?
Poo-shiesty?
That's what
he did not say. Shite poosty.
I thought he was talking about shaboozy.
Instead of shite boosty. All right, what's two levels past Unk? you had the creamer comment, the creamer prices, and now shaboozy.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna hold you. Nigga, I've been getting old. I've been walking around my living room, and I was pressing down my foot, and I was like, is this floor level?
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna get somebody out here to do something about this. That water heater be getting loud in the closet. I had them come out. They sent somebody out.
The water heater's getting loud. It's crazy.
I had two plumbers come out. And the HVAC guy, because we thought it was coming from the roof. I was like, hey, man, listen, if I'm be paying rent, I don't want to be hearing this sound. I am. Somebody said great uncle, grand uncle. Yeah, that's me, dude.
You probably sat there and watched them work on it.
You know I did. Listen, in my house.
Let me tell you something. Because see, now you ain't going to do that right there. See, nah, he don't know what you're
doing. It's a no shoes house. Now, I ain't make them take the boots off. They had the Red Wing boots on, but you got to put these booties on. Right, now, my wife takes the floor every week. I can't have her come out the room and see you just tracking dirt and shit all through up and through here. Put these booties on, my boy.
Well, you was an old soul in your 20s and 30s, so
always
an elderly soul.
Always been a soul. I've been wearing robes since I was like 4 or 5. I've always liked robes. I've always liked suits. I
was like 4-year-old robes.
Your fate was
destined. Robes? Yeah, I used to get them for pennies.
He had the first fedora made by Tonka.
What's his name? Macaulay Culkin had on a robe in Home Alone.
Lego suspenders. Lego.
I had all my coloring books and all my crayons in a briefcase when I was going to second grade. I was really about that business. Okay? I'm forging niggas hall passes and shit. I got a copy.
He was the only baby with like butterscotch candies. Everybody else was eating Nerds.
And I wanted them. I specifically asked for butterscotch and Starlight peppermints. That's expensive.
Like, but we have Skittles. Like, nah, fam. We have strawberry. All that strawberry wrap.
That's how you catch the sugars eating all them Skittles and shit. Okay. You fuck around, be drinking that stag beer. Stag beer is beer with no sugar in it, so diabetics can still drink. That's a real thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I had a couple cousins on there with the sugars. Niggas couldn't drink that beer. Niggas couldn't put that beer down, so they had to switch that stag.
Got the boot in the bill.
Mm-hmm. That shit was real, man. Before we get up out of here, man, while we talking about being an unk, while we talking about, you know, getting older and stuff like that, listen, it's tax season. I know what that means to some people. I know what it means to me. You know, it's not typically a fun time when you become an adult. And sometimes you realize that all the times that you was having that fun, you kind of mess stuff up for yourself while becoming an adult. You know, so you go to college and they first thing you do when you get on campus, they give you that debit card, that credit card, Bank of America, somebody like that, give you that little card. You don't know nothing about credit. You don't know about that interest rate. You don't know that your interest rate is going to shoot up to 17.8 or 18% when you miss that first payment or that second payment. And now that you want to buy a house or buy a better place or get a new car, you realize that your credit ain't where it needs to be. And this is the part where it's not as fun being an adult. This is the part where you feel like you got the rug pulled up from up under you. But here's the thing. There are a lot of things out there to help you. And Kickoff is the one that we're going to focus on today. If you're trying to improve your credit, you need to get with Kickoff, okay? Kickoff is an amazing option for rebuilding and raising your credit, okay? With these on-time payments that you make with Kickoff, it will help your account over its entire lifetime, all right? It's not meant for spending. It's meant to build credit, right? So you're not just spending this line of credit everywhere. You're literally building your credit. You're paying off your bills, and it is a credit
building to it. I have to say that because sometimes people are like, oh, let's get this extra line. No, no, that's not what we're doing. We already talked about how we messed up. Now we're trying to fix it, okay? They have the most popular plan, which starts at $5 a month. That's the kickoff basic. But with kickoff premium, it's an even more powerful tool. With feature pack plan, $20 a month, you get to sign up and get a kickoff trade line just for building your credit. You get to pick a plan and kickoff a report to all three major credit bureaus, all right? Kickoff makes it super easy to improve key factors that determine your credit. Your new account immediately diversifies your credit mix. Each on-time monthly kickoff payment builds payment history. And because your monthly payments are so small, your credit utilization gets healthier faster. So, again, we talked about the problems. Maybe you had too much fun in your 20s. You got wild with the credit cards. You lost your job and unexpected expense happened. Or you just got behind on bills. It doesn't matter. If you're at that point now where you're trying to buy a home or you're trying to get that first car or your dream car, you just want to take advantage of amazing credit card rewards systems and points, traveling for free, companion pass, whatever it is, right? This is how you get there. This is how you do it, all right? So if your credit is under 600, you could jump like 84 points with on-time payments. Kickoff is smart, legit credit hack with no catch. There is no credit check. There are no hidden fees. And best of all, no interest. It's simple. You make on-time payments. Credit bureaus see the good behavior, which means that your credit grows fast. So you can start building credit immediately with your first month free with our special tax season promo. With AutoPay on, you never have to worry about missing a payment, so you can just build a credit in your sleep. You sign up in minutes from your phone, no credit check, cancel anytime. I know that AutoPay scares a lot of people because it's like, oh man, what if I don't do? Well, this is going to help you. If you put it on AutoPay, that's going to hold you accountable. Yeah, you want that McDonald's, but that extra $12, $15 that you're going to spend on there could be going toward paying that bill. So this is what accountability looks like. This is what rebuilding looks like. So real quick, the tax season is the perfect time to take control of your financial future. For a limited time only, get your first month free at getkickoff.com/DIYS. That's K-I-K-O-F-F. It's kickoff without the C. Get your first month free at getkickoff.com/DIYS. Must sign up via getkickoff.com/DIYS to activate the offer. All right. Offer applies to new customers. First month only. Individuals' results may vary. Subject to approval or subject to change. Terms and conditions may apply. Kickoff credit score services starts at $5 per month for 12 months. Average first year credit score impact of plus 84 points. Vantage score 3.0 between January 2023 and January 2024 for kickoff credit account users who started with a credit score below 600, who paid on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. And late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Let's go ahead and speed that part up. If you heard that at my regular speed, no, you didn't. Okay? No, you didn't. I don't know why they be wanting that stuff read so fast. Listen, we already here, right? Let us read it. If you want it said, right? You think I'm going to try to rush through that with all them three-syllable words you're out your goddamn mind?
Taxes are the worst thing about money.
Oh, my God.
That is stressful as hell.
It's such a fucking scam, bro. Like, why am I paying property tax on something that I own? If you own this house, why do you still have to pay property tax after you're done paying your mortgage? Why am I paying this shit every year? If I got to keep the grass cut and cultivate and all that shit, why do I got to pay that shit? I don't understand it. The government, the biggest pimp in the business, boy.
Yeah, I still don't understand it. I was an accountant before I started doing this. I still don't understand it.
Your client. Not good.
I was an auditor, so I like went and audited businesses.
Uh-huh.
But I remember when I first graduated, my uncle was trying to like ask me tax stuff. I was like, I don't work in tax. This boy no damn accountant. How you account? You no taxes. This boy, he lying. He ain't with no damn accountant. I'm like, it's different.
Man, it's so many areas of it.
Yeah.
And it's so nuanced. And it varies from state to state. You know what I'm saying? Then it varies from business to business. And it varies whether if it's an S Corp, a C Corp, or LLC. It's so many different levels of that shit. Like, bro, I just want to sell dope.
They got it easier.
I just want to sell dope. I would risk going to jail selling dope rather than working a 9-to-5 or not even a 9-to-5. 9-to-5 is that part is cool. You trying to be an entrepreneur? an influencer, all this shit, the entertainer shit, you getting paid with I-9s and shit, like, nigga.
You gonna risk jail and getting killed? Absolutely not. I'll pay the taxes.
Nah, man, I do big boat shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing no hand to hands. We doing big shit. You need to track the trailer for shit. I'm doing. I'll risk that type of jail. Yeah.
Yeah, I get in that role for that. I'll move that back for sure.
What's crazy is everything we buy got taxes attached that makes it more. Why is it that paying taxes? It's everything. Everything I buy got a tax percentage on it.
Bro, I don't want to be the person that does this because I'm black, but we got to talk about this tip and shit. All right. The way the economy is right now, we are in a dead span, and asking me to tip on everything is fucking outrageous to me. Why am I tipping for this cup of coffee? What is so fucking magical about you pouring this in this fucking cup?
Okay. I ain't lying. The barista probably not getting my tip. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm not, bro. I can't do it no more.
Coffee not getting my tip.
Yeah, Shake Shack wants you to go to the fucking kiosk and put your own order in, and then it's like, you want to ask them for the kitchen. No, the fuck, I don't want to add nothing for the kitchen workers.
I judge it by how much you have to walk. You know what I mean? Like, how much is this person I'm talking to walking? If they're just like, oh, okay, here's your order, and they turn around a tip, it's like, no. But if they're walking around the restaurant, if it's a Postmate that's coming to my house, it's like, all right, bet. I'll tip the waiter. I'll tip the Postmate. Y'all did a lot of walking. If it's just at the counter doing this.
Do y'all tip on top of the service charge? You know, restaurants not even the service charge. 18%.
No.
But that go to everybody. I don't just go to your server. Do you feel like obligated?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that just goes to everybody.
Hey,
that's not directly to the server.
Ain't no I and team, my boy.
I didn't know that.
teammates. I got nothing to do with that.
A certain time we feel bad, she was like, yes, it's a service charger, but that goes to everybody. It doesn't just go to me. Like, I don't get to see all of it. Yeah, and I was
I get that. Shit. Your check go to you too. You ain't sharing your check with everybody, right? You do get that. We in the same boat. Shit.
That's a double tip at that point. Because why am I tipping other people here?
Because the service charge would already be like 15% to 18% for the service 18%. Charge.
Yeah,
and then they want to hit you with another. Yeah, nigga. That's what I'm saying about selling dope.
So then the tip on top of that should be a little bit smaller because,
yeah,
she's included in the first one.
She's included. Yeah. She don't.
But
get
why are we even including other servers,
bro?
Because people used to run off. So restaurants are okay. You try to run off, but we're gonna hit you over the head before you leave. Now you decide to be nice, cool.
Nah, fuck all that.
A lot of people wasn't tipping.
Fuck all that. These companies need to pay their employees better. Let's keep it all the way buck. If you can't afford to pay your employees what they were, close up in the fucking locations. All right. If you can't afford to pay these niggas a livable wage, and you doing too much, nigga.
That is crazy.
Close some locations. Focus on getting this customer service together. Get us out of here faster. Right, and you pay your fucking employees a livable wage. That's not my responsibility because I can't claim none of these niggas on taxes. So what the fuck am I paying for their lifestyle for?
That is true though. Like the restaurant will underpay and be like, nah, you got to get it out the mud from these customers, and then they're just like, damn, y'all underpaying them and need us to buy the food and give them enough money to pay rent. That's actually really insane.
And then they also making us pay for their bills. I don't know if you've been to a restaurant, lady. But a lot of times, like, you go to Waffle House, you go to any place that's over, you're going to get hit with a 75-cent surcharge because eggs are more expensive. So now I got to pay your debt.
Oh, damn.
Your motherfucking employees pay for my food, and I got to tip extra for your employees. Bitch, I'll rob this place. Keep playing with me.
That's crazy.
I'm going to come back in this bitch and steal all the salt and pepper shakers out this bitch. You keep playing with me, I'm going to make you spend more money.
They're going to be like... To hear it, not again.
Yeah. Put all my money in the bag, nigga. And also, make what I want. You know what I want? Go ahead and put my meal in the bag, too. Put my meal underneath the money.
I don't know. I be feeling bad, so I do have to.
I mean, I tip regardless. I go ahead and tip, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? I used to be a bus boy, so I feel the pain, but.
I hear you. And I sympathize with them. That's why I say it's the job's responsibility to pay them a livable wage. I remember like hearing the stories of my cousins working at restaurants in the 90s and the early 2000s. These niggas get like a $3. Like my cousin worked at the Casino Queen in East St. Louis, Illinois. And I think his hourly pay was like $4, $3 or $4 because they lived off of tips. Because motherfuckers winning big, they paying them big. But still, like $3, $4?
motherfucker. Yes, I've been stealing that work too. Yes, I'm taking another's nigga tip because you paying me $4 an hour, bitch. What do you expect? What do you expect? Yeah. I gotta buy my drugs.
They don't tip in other countries. Cat James just said, tipping is only a thing in America.
They don't tip in Amsterdam, oh, for real? They don't tip in London. They don't tip in France because they pay their workers a livable wage.
But if you're on something that's touristy, they for sure. I was tipping.
You can give that host or that guy, like, it's customary to give them like a love offering. It's the same thing. Like if you watch that the show Below Deck or something like that, it's about like when people be renting yachts and shit like that. They usually give the crew an extra tip, and that tip can be anywhere from like $5,000 to like $20,000. They be cashing out on the fucking yacht.
Damn,
nigga, they tips be crazy, like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and they split it amongst the crew.
I mean, we're on the yacht, you know.
That's crazy. That's probably crazy. Just that month of dock fees and maintenance.
But you know, that tip goes to the employees, like all the employees. They don't even go to the, like, what they get, what they have to pay for that shit tonight. They be paying like $20,000, $30,000 a night, depending on the vessel. But that extra tip is just for the crew. So they break that down by how many members in there and then the captain and shit like that. And like when people be fucking up, the captain be like, I'm keeping your tip because you've been fucking up. I'll be like, oh, that shit be crazy as fuck. They be going wild on this show.
Damn.
That's more old shit. I'll be sitting at home, my legs crossed, watching shows like this. But look at these stupid motherfuckers rocking this shit. Couldn't be me, child. Couldn't be me.
I feel like I was tipping all the time in fucking Europe. That's now I feel like I've been bamboozled.
If you were doing it on like on some guide shit, like tourist type stuff, then it's customary because so many people come from the States, they can do that. So they gonna take your money. But like you go to like regular restaurants and stuff like that, bars and stuff, it's not customary. It's actually, it used to be offensive, but they also just understand that Americans are just rude as fuck and they just don't do. Like the whole thing when we were talking about how big Africa is, everybody else in other countries know that. They know that the map that we use, the way it's described and depicted is so it fits better. But people in London, people in France, they understand that that's all we were talking. Most Americans don't really know how big Africa is. That America, India, Asia, Europe, all of that can fit inside of Africa. Damn near every continent can fit inside of Africa. Africa is fucking huge. But I also feel like they did that because they don't really realize, they don't want us to realize how powerful Africa is, how many resources come from Africa, and how they have colonized it to strip it of all of its resources. So I'm always gonna be with all the conspiracy theories. These niggas, I don't trust.
Getting ready for conspiracy corner.
I don't trust you, motherfucker. Yeah. But before we get out of here, man, Jet, you got anything you want to share with the people? What you got coming up? Where they can find you? You know, what platform you want them to show the most love on? Like, let them know, man.
Follow me on Instagram _DevonteWest. I'm dropping hats soon. That's the one you see. Okay, then. You feel me? Dropping hats, and yeah, just follow me on Instagram. You feel me? Yeah, that's it. That's me, man. I'm very simple. That's it.
Is that the D with the W inside of it?
Yeah. D with the W, so I'm Devonte West, and then my little slogan, I always say, okay then, you feel me? Okay, I got on the side. Then. Okay then, you feel me? And so, yeah, we rocking out.
Okay there then. There it is, man. Well, as always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Clapp.
And we'll see y'all on the next episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary. Peace, guys.
Hey.
Hey there.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.